When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rab? When will I, O Allah, become good, Ya Rab? When will I turn
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, as you know, in this silsila we are trying to highlight the major sins that have been mentioned in the Qur'an, in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and by the ulama-i kiram. And also we've learnt in the previous silsilas that committing a major sin and making a habit of committing these major sins, it could be such a serious effect on our iman. Because the scholars, they mention that a person who makes it a habit of committing major sins, his iman is always in danger. And as we've heard in the previous silsilas, that committing minor sins is not acceptable either. A person might think to himself that, well, if I'm trying to keep away from major sins, then maybe minor sins is not much of a trouble. But remember, my dear Islamic brothers, committing any minor sin is also not acceptable. As the ulama, they say that a person who commits a minor sin, thinking to himself that this minor sin is nothing serious, then that minor sin could be the most heaviest on the weighing scale. So we need to keep ourselves away from the minor and the major sins as well. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this way we can protect our iman, and by learning about these major sins we can try to protect the iman of our family and our loved ones and our friends as well. And by acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, pass on from me whatever you know. Either it may be a small thing. So inshallah azza wa jal, today my dear Islam brothers, we'll be learning about another major sin that has been mentioned in the books. And again, sadly, this is so common in our society, in our community, that people don't think of it as a major sin. But before we start to learn about this major sin, let's learn the blessings and the beauty of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a hadith that has been quoted in Kanzul Ummal, hadith number 2238. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites durood upon me 200 times on a Friday, Allah azza wa jal will forgive 200 years of his sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. The major sin that we are going to go through today is the major sin of missing Jumu'ah Salah. As we know, my dear Islamic brothers, there is one whole chapter, one whole surah in the Quran which is called Suratul Jumu'ah, para number 28. And it's very important. And remember, Suratul Jumu'ah, it talks about people, how they should be doing their business on a Friday. And in the surah it says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ati fas'au ila dhikrillah. That whenever we hear the salah or the azan for Jumu'ah, we should leave everything and we should go towards the masjid to offer our salah. And Salatul Jumu'ah is a very, very important salah as well. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions in many, many places about the importance of Salah. But Salatul Jumu'ah, its meaning, what does the word Jumu'ah, it means? Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi writes that as all the creatures assembled in their beings on this day, the completion of the creation, it took place on the very same day. Clay for Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was also collected on this day. Similarly, people congregate and perform the Friday Salah on this day. Therefore, it is called Jumu'ah on account of the aforementioned reasons. And before the advent of Islam, the Arabs used to call it Aruba. Now, this was the meaning of Jumu'ah. And now what we need to understand is, inshallah, so we're going to touch upon the blessings of Friday itself. Because Friday, remember, is a day of Eid for the Muslims. Just like we have Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, these are very special days in the calendar of the Muslims. In the same way, Friday is a very important day in the week of a Muslim's life. And this day should be celebrated, and this day we should be worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And we've just heard the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should try to recite as much durood as possible on the day of Friday as well. I just want to mention this hadith that has been quoted in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 652. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said about the people who do not offer their Jumu'ah Salah, I have made an intention to order someone to lead the prayer and then burn the home, and then who deliberately misses their Jama'ah, their Jumu'ah Salah. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, just imagine how angry and how displeased the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is with those people who miss their Jumu'ah Salah. Now we might be thinking that, well, I'm busy at work. You know, I've got too much work to do. You know, I sometimes forget if I close my business. Sometimes, you know, people have the fear that, you know, if I close my business, if I leave my work, that I'm going to lose my business. That time that my business will be closed, I'm going to lose that business. But why are we, my dear Islamic brothers, just thinking about the business itself? Why do we not think to ourselves that Salah is important? Just like the verse that we've read in the beginning, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the Muslims. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Translation, O those who believe, when the call for Salah is given on Jumu'ah, rush towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and leave trading. This is better for you if you know. So in clear words, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala is telling the Muslims that whenever we hear the first azan of Jumu'ah, we need to leave everything. Wadharul bay, you know, stop trading, cease trading, close your businesses and rush towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islamic brothers, you know, even if we do not offer our Jumu'ah Salah, then that just tells you that maybe in the other Salah, we are not punctual in the other Salah as well. Our Fajr, Zuhr, Asr and Maghrib and Isha during the normal days, maybe we are missing them Salah as well. Because a person who cannot leave his business, a person who cannot leave the wealth of this world and go towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, what can you expect from that person? You know, can we expect that this person, he would be someone who will read his other five times Salah as well? And there are so many people who would go to the masjid on Friday, on Jumu'ah, but they will not come back for Asr Salah. They will not come back for any other Salah, because people think that only Jumu'ah is farz on a Friday. That is it. And that should not be the case, my dear Islam brothers. As Muslims, you know, five times Salah is farz upon us. When we are baligh, when we've reached that age above, you know, minimum is about 15 years old. You know, minimum is 12 and then 15, you become a baligh. Now, once that is the case, then a five times Salah will be obligatory upon us, is farz upon us. So we should remember to ourselves that Jumu'ah Salah, just like, you know, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we've just heard, how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that a person who does not offer his Jumu'ah Salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I will burn the homes. No, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so angry upon those people who do not offer their Jumu'ah Salah. Another hadith that has been quoted in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 8865. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that people should stop missing their Jumu'ah Salah, or else Allah Azza wa Jal will seal their hearts and make them amongst the negligent. They will become amongst the ghafil, the negligent people. And Allah Ta'ala will seal their hearts. And just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, Jumu'ah itself, such a beautiful day. All the Muslims, they will get together in the masjid. They will remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And such a beautiful time, it's such a beautiful scene that so many Muslims throughout many, you know, villages, they all come together in the Jami Masjid. Alhamdulillah, get together, remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And such a huge gathering. And that is, you know, even the atmosphere is so beautiful. And that is because, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Muslims will gather together. And now sadly, you don't see that anymore. Even in the Muslim countries, people are busy working. The azan is going on. Okay, we can say that in the Western countries, we can't hear the azan. But at least we know the time. You know, some people say, well, I didn't hear the azan. You know, we never hear the call that you need to go up and, you know, you go to work in the morning. You know, you don't put the alarm on, your eyes automatically open. Why? Because it's time to go to work. In the same way, we need to be, you know, our routine should be fixed that whatever happens, when it's time for Jumu'ah Salah, automatically, yes, something should kick inside me and I should be moving towards the masjid. And we, you know, don't think that when we go to Jumu'ah Salah, my business will be affected, my earnings will be affected. No. In the same surah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Wallahu khayrul raziqeen. Allah is the best of the one who gives sustenance. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives sustenance. He is the one who provides risk to us. Why are we worrying about something that is in the possession of Allah Azza wa Jal? Life, death, and rizq is in the possession of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even before a person is born, even a baby that is formed in the mother's womb, before that, Allah Ta'ala has written in the destiny of that child how much he is going to eat and drink, how much life he will be having in the world. All this is written for us. When are we going to die? Where are we going to die? We don't know these kind of things. Allah Ta'ala knows in advance all these things. And we shouldn't be worrying about these things. What we need to worry about is we need to worry about losing our iman. Because the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that a person, he needs to worry about his iman. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that a person who doesn't worry about losing his iman at the time of his death, maybe that person will lose his iman at the time of his death. So can you see how important it is, my dear Islam brothers, that we need to worry about losing our iman. This iman that was given to us as a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. But how much are we protecting our iman? We are protecting our worldly items. We are protecting our worldly goods. We're protecting our money. We've got bank accounts. We've got deposits. We've got safes. We've got people guarding our property. We've got fire alarms. We've got burglar alarms. You know, we've got CCTV cameras. You know, we've got bodyguards, we've got, you know, so many things that are protecting our worldly things, our house, our property, our land, our wealth. You know, we've got so many things in place for protection of all of these, and these things we know that they're going to end one day. They're going to finish. When we die, have you ever heard of someone, when he is dead, that all these things are buried with him inside the grave? No, they're not. So why are we worried about these worldly things? Your very expensive watch that you are wearing. When you die, your own family members will take that watch off your wrist. the very expensive clothes that you are wearing today. When you are dead, your own family members will take off your clothes. We need to worry about these things. But we are not worried about these things. We are not worried about our Jumu'ah. We are not worried about our Salah. We are not worried about losing our Iman. Another hadith, my dear Islam brothers, that has been mentioned in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sahih Muslim, hadith number 852. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that on Friday, there is one such moment which a Muslim gets and asks Allah Azza wa Jal for anything. In that moment, Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely grant him. That moment is very short. Now all our worldly problems, all our miseries, they can be taken away. But on this day of Friday, there is a moment on this day, and majority of the scholars, they have said that moment is between the muazzin who says the azan and then the iqamat for Jumu'ah Salah. Some of the scholars, they say that is the moment. And some scholars say that when the imam sits for the sermon to the end of the salah, that is the moment. So there is different opinions of the ulama. But there is a moment on a Friday, Allah Ta'ala, He will accept the dua, the prayer of all those people who ask from Him. Now just imagine, we've got so many problems. You know, there's family problems, financial problems, health problems, any problem of this world, we can ask for Allah Azza wa Jal. But if we are busy in our work and we are negligent, we don't even know that it is Friday today. There needs to be a difference between Monday to Sunday. Friday should be a different day. It should be a day that we wear new clothes, we cut our nails. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned so many blessings on this day as well. I just want to mention one such blessing that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he says that the one who trims his nails, you know, this is just a Friday. This is the blessing of a Friday, that the one who cuts his nails on Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove his disease and bless him with cure. Now this blessing is for Jumu'ah, the one who cuts his nails on a Friday. But this doesn't mean that if we've got long nails, we wait for the Friday to come. If the nails are more than 40 days, we need to make sure that we cut our nails. But if you have a habit, and we should have a habit that every Friday we cut our nails. And the blessing of that will be that inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will remove disease from us. And there is another saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that a person who is lazy, out of laziness, that person, he misses his Jummah Salah, then that person's heart will be sealed. There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, quoted in Sahih Nisa'i. Hadith number 1368. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that to go for Jumu'ah is wajib for every baligh. Then my dear Islamic brothers, a person, the one who misses three Jumu'ah due to laziness, Allah Ta'ala will seal his heart. And by sealing the heart, it means that the seal of negligence, another seal of kufr, as missing Jumu'ah is fisk, is transgression, not kufr. And from this we also know that committing some sins leads to hardness of the heart. So again, minor sins, a person who commits even a minor sin, now what will happen is that his heart will become hard. No, by hard it means that the no nasihat will start to work upon the heart. People, you can tell him anything, you can warn him from the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. But that person, his heart condition will not change. It's because that person is committing sins. And my dear Islam brothers, you know, in Bahari Sharia, it says that the last instance of Friday, The last part of the Friday, as we've heard, may be that last part of the Friday between Asr and Maghrib. It could be the time of acceptance. It could be the time that we should make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and our duas will be accepted. And remember, in Islam, the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, is the chief of all the days. And there is another saying of the ulama-i kiram, that a person who's passed away, the souls congregate. It says that the one who recites Surah Yasin during the day of Friday, or at Friday night, the night between Thursday and Friday, will be forgiven. Since souls congregate on a Friday, one should visit the grave on this day. Further, hell is not blazed on this day. Such a beautiful day that the fire of hell doesn't burn, it doesn't blaze on the day of Friday. And the scholars, they say that a person who dies on a Friday, that is the sign of a good death. And we should always make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that all our duas are accepted. And then Allah Ta'ala gives us death on a Friday as well. Now, there is another saying in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, he says that on a Friday, there is one such moment in which if a Muslim asks Allah Azza wa Jal for anything, Allah Ta'ala will definitely grant him, and that moment is very short. And we've discussed this before, that moment is a very short moment. So we need to try to spend our time, especially when we go for Jumu'ah, because one of the moments that the scholars have said is that when the Imam, he sits on the minbar to start the khutbah, and then at the until the end of Salah. These are the moments that a person, he should make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, his dua will be accepted. Hazrat Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to sit in Hujra, in the small room, and a short while prior to sunset, and would ask Fida radiallahu ta'ala anha, her maid, to stand outside as the sun begins to set. Fida, her maid, would inform her about it, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would raise her blessed hands for supplication. It is better to ask a concise supplication at that moment. For instance, the following Quranic supplication dua should be recited, which is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Lord, give us goodness in this world and give us goodness in the hereafter, and secure us from the torment of the hell. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith which has been mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya, it says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who dies during the Friday or the night of Friday, he will be saved from the torment of the grave and will be resurrected on the day of judgment with the seal of martyrs. Subhanallah, such a blessing to die on a Friday. Now just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, that person who has died on a Friday, you know, that just shows you that this is a sign of a pious person as well. If that person, alhamdulillah, he offers his salah. Now just imagine if we were gone for our Jumu'ah salah. And you've heard so many stories of people dying whilst they were at the masjid. And just imagine how lucky these people are. So alhamdulillah, one of the blessings of dying on a Friday is Allah Ta'ala will protect you from the punishment of the grave. And Allah Ta'ala will raise that person amongst the martyrs as well. And another beautiful hadith that has been quoted by Hazrat Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyiduna Imran bin Hasin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They narrate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one taking bath on a Friday, his sins and misdeeds, yani his sins are removed when he proceeds to offer salah. 20 good deeds are written for every step that person takes. According to another narration, it says that the sawab of 20 years of good deeds is written for every step. Now just imagine, you know, okay, you were busy at work or you were at home, and now you've left everything and you are walking towards the masjid. For every step that you will take, 20 years of your sins will be forgiven. That's you know, such a beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, it really, you know, makes you feel, alhamdulillah, proud of being a Muslim. that, you know, just by walking towards the masjid, so many sins, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, are forgiven as well. And then, my dear Islam brothers, you know, there are special days, you know, during the whole year, and especially during the week, there are special days, and amongst them special days. I just want to mention this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who performs 5 deeds in a day, these are 5 good things a person who does on a Friday, the one who performs 5 deeds in a day, Allah will write his name amongst the dwellers of heaven. You know, so a person who does these 5 things, that person's name will be written amongst those people who will enter the gardens of paradise. Number 1 is visiting a sick person. Number 2, attending a funeral salah, fasting and offering the Jumu'ah salah and freeing a slave. So these are the 5 things that we can do on every day. And obviously Friday, Jumu'ah Salah will be on a Friday. But we should try to have all these 5 things. So on Friday, alhamdulillah, you'll be reading your Jumu'ah Salah. And then, you know, the other things as well, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we can act upon them as well. Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who offers Jumu'ah Salah, fasts on the same day, visits a sick person, participates in a funeral, and attends a nikah, a marriage ceremony, heaven will become due for that person. Subhanallah. You know, such a beautiful hadith that, you know, this is an easier way for us to, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, get the mercy of Allah, azza wa jal, and also for Allah ta'ala to grant us paradise. Remember just this mas'ala, a ruling that has been mentioned, that fast on a Friday. I just want to mention this ruling as well. It is makruh tanzihi to fast, especially on a Friday or Saturday alone. However, if Friday or Saturday falls on any sacred date such as the 15th of Sha'ban or the 27th of Rajab, there is no harm in fasting on these days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Friday is Eid for you. Do not fast on this day unless you add another fast on his preceding or succeeding day. So don't make a habit of fasting just on a Friday alone. We should either fast on a Thursday and then Friday, or we should either fast on a Friday and then on a Saturday as well. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes in Fatawa-i Razviya Sharif that it is narrated that the fast of Friday together with with that of a Thursday or Saturday is equivalent to 10,000 years of fast. Subhanallah. You know, such a beautiful saying that if you fast on a Thursday and a Friday, or a Friday or a Saturday, any of these days, then Allah Azza wa Jal will write 10,000 years of fasts, equivalent of 10,000 years of fast for that person. And then there is a reward, because Friday is such a blessed day, there is a reward as well. That the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who visits the grave of either or both of his parents on every Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sins and his name will be written as one of those behaving their parents well. Yani the person who is obedient to his parents as well. So my dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, reciting the Quran, especially the heart of the Quran, which is the Surah Yasin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the one who visits the grave of either or both of his deceased parents on Friday and recites the Surah Yasin, Allah ta'ala will forgive that person. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, such a blessing, such a beauty for a person that who recites Surah Yasin as well. You know, we need to make Friday as a special day in the calendar. We need to make it as a special day throughout the whole year. Whenever Friday comes, you know, try to wear new clothes, try to put perfume on. You know, when the first azan or even before the azan is said, try to go before that as well to the masjid as well. And then the nur that Allah Ta'ala will shower upon that person. Hazrat Sayyidun Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who recites Suratul Kahf on Friday, nur will be brightened for him between them two Fridays. Suratul Kahf is in para number 15. It's about the cave sleepers. Anyone who recites Suratul Kahf on a Friday, then what will happen is Allah Azza wa Jal will shower nur upon him for them between the two Fridays. So alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. You know, we've got a routine, we've got a beautiful timetable that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given us. And this timetable was followed by the Sahaba-i-Kiram. You know, we should teach our children, we should teach our other members of the family that today is Friday. We need to treat Friday as a very special day. As we mentioned before, the day of Friday, is known as the day of Eid as well. What do we do on Eid day? We celebrate. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal. We rejoice. We become happy. In the same way, we need to be celebrating that day like Friday as well. Because it's the day of Eid, we should be celebrating. We should be wearing new clothes. We should be wearing perfume. And we should be getting ready to go to the masjid as a family. Just imagine, alhamdulillah, if I am the father and then I prepare my children. You know, we all as a family, we go to the masjid. Imagine the atmosphere in the masjid as well. All the Muslims gather and alhamdulillah gather for one reason, to alhamdulillah worship Allah Azza wa Jal. If before we missed our Jumu'ah Salah, we've learned today in this silsila that missing the Jumu'ah Salah is a major sin. And because of that, a person's heart, it becomes sealed. And if that is the case, you know, if it's us who've missed our Jumu'ah Salah, now it's time that we repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Repent in the court of Allah. Cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. What if our heart is sealed? What are we going to do then? Now is the opportunity. Now is the time. Don't think to yourself, don't say to yourself that I've got plenty of life. I can do this, I can be running my business yet. When I am 60, 65, when I'm a pensioner, then I'll go to the masjid. We don't even know if we are going to live until the year 65 or not. Have you not heard of people dying? I guarantee you, go to the graveyard and look at the gravestones. There will be people there buried who will be younger than 50 years. Just a few days ago, I was told that three young lads died in a car crash. 21 years old, and two of them were 22 years old. So where's that thinking that I'm going to be 65 years old? Where's that thinking? So many times, there was an incident where an Islamic brother, it was his wedding, and he was preparing for his wedding. His barat was going to leave from his house at 8 o'clock in the morning. They went to wake him up at 5 o'clock to prepare for that. They found him dead in the room. He passed away at night. We need to worry. We need to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Maybe if this is the state that we are living our lives, just imagine what's going to happen to us. What if we make this intention that I'm going to start to offer my salah, not this Friday because I've planned this and that. Oh, I'm going to see my friends, I've made them plans. I'm going to start next Friday. Do you know you'll be alive by next Friday? Maybe next Friday in the masjids, these announcements will be taking place that so and so has passed away. Maybe that Friday I will be lowered into my dark grave. Now it's time that we open our eyes. Now it's time that we understand. Salah, my dear Islamic brothers, will bring benefit to us. Salah will bring blessings into my life. It will bring barakat into my family. It will bring barakat in my wealth, in my earnings. It will bring barakat to my children, to my family, to my house. It will bring barakat. Never ever think to yourself, if I close my business, I will lose business during that time. I guarantee you, my dear Islam brothers. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the salah, namaz, is the coolness of my eyes. Why is it that me, I say that I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say that I can give my life for the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm running away. I'm nowhere to be seen. Please, my dear Islamic brothers, try to understand. Life is very, very short. And if I am a father, if I am the leader of the house, I need to worry about myself and my family as well. I've got so much burden on my shoulders. If I am the one who doesn't offer my salah, you as the father, I'm talking to you, my dear Islamic brother. You as a father, I'm talking to you as a father. You do not offer your salah. You do not go for your Jummah salah. You lie, you backbite, you swear. What about my children? What about my immediate family? What about these children that depend on me? What's going to happen to them? And if I am the one who doesn't act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you think that our children will act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I do not give up my business, my time. I do not give up my work for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you think our children will give up their time to go to the masjid? These children, when they grow up, and then if we reach to old age, and we turn around to them and we say that you go to the masjid and read your namaz, these children, they will turn around to us and say, Dad, where were you? When you were young, where were you? Well, what are we going to do then? And what I'm saying is that there are people out there who have gone through this. I don't want to go through this. I don't want to be one of them fathers that his son or his daughter will stand up in front of him and say, Dad, you were chilling in your time, so let us chill out as well. When we get old, we're going to read namaz. And that's something that, my dear Islam brothers, at that time, it'll be a shock to us. So it's time that we, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, put our life in order. It's time that we look at all these kind of things. Look at our family. Look at our neighbors. Those who don't offer their salah. Let's work on ourselves. Because alhamdulillah, Amiri Ahlus Sunnah has given us such a beautiful mindset that we should all adopt. I must try to reform myself and the entire world. Such a beautiful, in one little sentence, he has given us the way of living our life. That I must reform myself. I must try to make myself a practicing Muslim. And I must try to reform the entire world as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
When will I turn away from sins, ya Rabb? When will I, O Allah, become good, ya Rabb? When will I turn away?